This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Taryn had to leave. He's still recovering from pneumonia. Seriously. I mean, you might have heard him coughing a little bit during the show. So he's had to cut out, but it's still Ian and Mark here with you.
Yeah, he's trying to stifle it, but, you know, that's hard.
It is. It absolutely is. So, of course, you can join us here and talk about anything you want. We'll come back around to Back to the Future 2, which is like a huge social media thing happening today. We'll explain that a little bit further. And also, of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Edward listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Edward.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Just staying on the same line as Uber real quick.
Yeah.
I heard a British cabbie over there, because I guess Uber has just won a victory over there in London. And so this guy says, I'm not just a cabbie for the city of London. I'm also an ambassador for the city. So he basically says you get in my cab, and it's not just the GPS and monetized computer experience. And I just had to laugh.
Well, I agree with him. That's when I drove a cab. One of the reasons that the cab company would have me drive during the day and pick up the little old ladies on Longboat Key and drive them to the Sarasota Airport was because I knew about, you know, which plays were in the theaters and which restaurants they should go to and these sorts of things. And so, yes. Absolutely, he could he could very well be that. But
that presumes the Uber guys don't know those things.
I don't. It doesn't necessarily presume that at all.
Well, he's just claiming that's what he is. Well, right. This cabbie's trying to act like he's better than the Uber drivers.
Right. That's all. It's all fine and dandy until you try to get the government involved and keep somebody from competing.
That's the difference between you and him right there, Mark. He's getting ready to use the state to keep competition out of the marketplace.
Sure is.
That just makes him as bad as anybody out there, and it's definitely hypocritical, and it's pretty low, to say the least. And
absolutely.
I think like in about 20, 30, it might not even take that long, but the generation is just going to be laughing at these people. You know, just the same
drug
wars, and just it's really something. I don't know. I look forward to when this is just all done with, but I don't know when that's actually going to happen. But anyways, I was calling about, I'm down here in Louisville, and there's this scandal, in quotes, about the Louisville basketball coach. And have you all heard anything about that?
No, what's
not at all.
All right, so it's been news for 2 weeks. So to get these Division One, this whole city revolves around basketball and all this jazz, you know, and I don't really keep up with sports anymore, but to get these players in there for college for 1-2 years, you know, they can't pay them on the books or whatever. So they get these guys in there, and this girl just wrote this tell-all book, and she's a exotic dancer / whatever else on top of that. And she's saying, are you suggesting
that there might be sex in the champagne room?
Well, that's what her tell-all book says. Yeah.
Okay.
It just got published. Yeah.
And well, now we know she's lying.
Yeah.
What was the allegation, though, and what is the shocking tell-all?
Over 4 years that she was paid over $10,000 to come in with her dancers and for recruits and have sex with them and to dance with them and champagne and cannabis and whatever else. You know, these kids are 17, 18-year-old recruits that they bring in to play for a year before they go to the NBA, supposedly. So they're going to do whatever it takes to get these kids in. If they don't get them here at Louisville, they're going to go to Duke, or they're going to go to Oklahoma, or they're going to go somewhere else. So
this is a college team?
Yes.
It's a Division One college team. And
okay.
The reason I can comment on it is I'm a former Division One athlete, so I basically have been around the Division One experience. And
did you experience the
Division
tall girls?
One the biggest?
Say again?
Is Division One the biggest?
Division one is the hundred and so many teams, Florida State, University of Florida, University of Texas.
Sounds like the biggest. Know,
it is the biggest, yeah.
Okay.
It's a monopoly, to say the least. And they're doing what they can to keep all the competition out. But
so suffice it to say, you believe the story, right, that this was happening?
Regardless of not, but it's just this puritanical stance that the whole nation is taking, and a lot of people are saying that this girl should be in jail
for prostitution.
For prostitution or whatever.
Drug dealing, sex with a minor, you know, like a whole bunch of things.
They weren't minors, though. She actually had, like, family members come in, and the youngest one was 17, and the legal age of consent in Kentucky is 16.
Okay.
So there's no crimes on the books. It's basically, it's just this whole puritanical society where it's basically saying, well, you can't pay for this sex or whatever, but you still better have a winning team down here in Kentucky and Louisville, or if not, we'll ship you out. But they're basically saying, like, there's no way that the head coach knew anything about this. This is all just money off the books, and a younger
who's doing
coach,
it though?
It's the assistant coach. The assistant coach. And they have his texts on file, which was just his main thing. He didn't get a drop phone or anything and just set this up to do it off the books or anything like that. So they have his texts, and he was an assistant coach, and he's moved on to a bigger, better job since then, and he's remained silent since she's came out with this.
He was successful then.
So wait, now what sparked this lady to write this story? Was it a book you said that she wrote?
It's a tell-all book, yeah. It's called Breaking Cardinal Rules, and it's about, it's basically about, you know, all about getting, having sex with these recruits, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids, 17, 18-year-old, 19, you know, a lot of these guys, junior college transfers, 20, 21, whatever. I mean, definitely consenting adult males.
Yep.
So
yeah, where's the shock? I mean, where's the controversy? I mean, I guess I understand why some prudes would be upset about this, but who cares? I mean, it's nobody's business what goes on.
Yeah, it's national news, and Rick Pitino, the head coach, he's getting ready to lose his job. He makes about $5 million a year.
And the claim is he didn't know about this? How could he not have known?
Well, they're saying it doesn't even matter if he knows or not, because they're saying the buck stops with you, and regardless if you knew or not, you've got assistant coaches underneath you, and if they're doing this underneath you, and there's no way that they're telling him every detail. He just says, ask so-and-so for the money, go out and do your thing, and I don't want to know about it, and get the players here, and we'll win a national championship. So, I mean, that's how college sports works, just because...
This is probably not uncommon then, right? Like these kind of things likely go on at other schools.
Every school, absolutely every school. And it's a shame to see this. And the same thing with the Uber and all this stuff. I look forward to when the sex crimes, all this stuff is just decriminalized and we can just move on from all this. It's really...
There's a big push in, college sports to pay college athletes. And, you know, the NCAA benefits off of these essentially unpaid
free labor
students. And
they're selling tickets to those games.
Yeah, they're very successful. The only thing that eclipses it is professional sports.
Right.
It's right there. And this is just a sort of a function of that. The way you motivate people in the real world to do things is that you give them perks. And, you know, those perks could be something besides money, but money's usually the big one. Maybe it's the, dental, medical.
Sex with prostitutes.
Sex with prostitutes is something that maybe young men would buy with money if they were in a town that they're not in, that they're not from or something like that. I hear young men have purchased sex with prostitutes in the past. So, that could be it. This is just to get them to do it. And so if they'd let them offer paychecks, then they can buy their own hookers.
Edward, I'm with you, man. I want to see these ridiculous victimless crimes off the books as well. And I think that if we get enough liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire, we can see that happen. We actually have, there's a state rep who is a Free State Project early mover. Her name's Elizabeth Edwards. She's actually elected as a Democrat. Most of the state reps that are Free Staters are Republican elected. But she's a Democrat elected, and she's a Free Stater. And she's putting forth this year, for the first time that I think has happened in my memory of being here in New Hampshire. She's putting forth a sex work decriminalization bill. So it's starting to happen here. We'll see how that goes over its first time out. It's probably not going to pass its first time, but you never know. You don't know until you try. Thanks, Edward, for your call here tonight.
Hey, have a great night, guys.
Yes, sir. If you want to join the Free State Project and join the fun up here, because there's a lot of work to be done if you want to have more freedom. But we can get it done here if we get together as a group. Go to freestateproject.org, and this is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-9358. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-9358. 1-800-944-9358.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and that's 855-450-3733. We've talked about everything from glory holes to the Star Wars trailer. and illegal Uber activism here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and if you've got online shopping to do and you don't have Bitcoin, you should go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can shop through the Amazon links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price when you do that. If you do have Bitcoin, then you should do your shopping at Amazon through save@purse.com, and you can link to all of those from shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, TJ is on the line calling from Missouri, on Skype, actually. Hello, TJ.
Hey, has my audio quality better, Ian?
It's pretty good. It's definitely better than a phone call. So, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to clarify something about Ademo and his appeal case that you said on the radio. His conviction was overturned because of a small technicality in the words willful versus purposeful. And in particular,
you're referring to a wiretapping case, right?
And the wiretapping in New Hampshire, it requires willfulness. In other words, you had to intend to record the other party without their consent, and you had to know that doing so was illegal. And that was the problem with the prosecution's case. They showed that Ademo had deliberately recorded the other party, but they didn't show that he knew at the time he made the recording that doing so was illegal.
Really? That's why that case got overturned? I thought it was...
purposeful versus willful. And I'm looking at the case right here in front of me, and that's why I think it's good to just stress to all your listeners, never, 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 under any circumstances, talk to a police officer if they call you up. Convicted felon is just what you call an innocent person who was foolish enough to talk to the police. Mm. Because if they have any chance to misquote you, they will take it. And so... you know, that's why Christopher David, you know, the police officer calling, that is like a rattlesnake, you know, hissing its tail. They are getting ready to strike.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, you know, he better not be talking to them, or he better be talking with his lawyer and not saying anything.
For the listeners just tuning in, he's the illegal Uber driver that we've discussed quite a bit here on the program, who has continued to give people rides in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, even though it has been made illegal to do so in that city. And in my opinion, he's a hero for doing so. But the recent development is that a cop called him up and threatened him with wiretapping charges, saying that he was going to be asking the bouncer at a club that Chris apparently recorded audio of their conversation, that bouncer may be interested in pressing wiretapping charges, which is a lie. I mean, the cop can press those charges if he darn well wants to. Do you agree with me, TJ, with my assessment that cop was calling to try to gather information that he could use to convict Christopher?
Yes. Yes, most likely. If you say, well, I know that you need two-party consent, but I don't care, I'm going to do whatever I please, that type of statement, you will sink your ship every time. I mean, it's almost a truism. Anyone who talks to the police will shoot themselves in the foot by saying something, however tiny, that, you know, they can pick and choose a quote what they say. And that's why any attorney will tell you, no, 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 never talk to the police. And that's one thing. When he was saying that he was talking to the police, I was going, oh, no, this is not good at all. I don't know what they're going to do, but you can be sure that something is cooking on the frying pan and it does not smell good.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and you can watch. Should I talk to the police? Just type that in, and you will find
yes.
Video after video after video of very intelligent, well spoken attorneys saying, "No, yeah.
I should have known better
that.
Too. I should have known better, but I did it."
Yeah,
and
you went to jail because you just
I didn't go to jail over it, but I was charged with misdemeanors over it. And although arguably I probably would have been charged anyway, but it certainly didn't help me to talk to the police. And so even if you think you know your stuff, that you've got some experience with dealing with the cops, you're absolutely right, TJ. The littlest slip up, the littlest thing you say can certainly be used against you.
Yes, and I mean, you could even argue like Mark, but for the fact that he talked to the police, he would not be a convicted felon today because, of course, if I'm correct, Mark, you were charged with obstruction of justice. Was that the general gist of your charges?
No, it was what you're correct. If I would have gone to an attorney rather than talking to the police, that much is true. I wouldn't have gone to prison. But for me, I think that I got charged with second-degree murder, it would probably be more accurate to call me sort of an accessory or something like that. And I did get it finally released by the Florida Supreme Court, but it didn't have to do with charges. It had to do with sentencing, and so I just decided I didn't want to go fighting that battle, and I was free. I don't need to spend any more money on lawyers.
But you, of course, you can definitely testify that it's always best to talk to your lawyer and then not let them talk to the police on your behalf, correct?
And, well, yeah. This is an important thing that sort of tripped me up, is that the police said, all right, call your attorney. And I didn't have an attorney to call, so I began talking to
the cops.
Now, yeah. That part makes the conversation I had with them, something that can be thrown out. It's it's a piece of information that could have everything thrown out. I didn't know that at the time, and of course, that's what they rely on, is people not having a lot of legal information. But even if you don't have an attorney, you can be like, okay, I'll get one at some point in the future. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Correct. Always the best thing to do. So I just wanted to clarify that, because there was, you were talking about it, and so I thought just that's all that I really needed to say, and so I'll let the next caller take my place.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate that. The Skype username that you can connect to, by the way, if you want to do that, just like TJ did, Skype username is LRN.FM. You just send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and then you're on our list, and you're good to go calling from that point forward. We got Joseph on the line in Keene, our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys. I'm a member of the Keene chapter of Topless Migrant Transgender Uber Drivers for Open Carry in Sharia. And,
Thank you for your service.
We're trying to heighten awareness of the efficiencies to be gained through multi-special interest advocacy, and yet we seem to be meeting with resistance even among the members of the communities we support.
You think it's the toplessness or the illegal immigration part?
Could be the transgender, it could be open carry, it could be the Sharia. We're not sure, but when you put them all together, it just seems not to be working too well. It's highly efficient.
I get it. It's funny. It's absolutely hilarious. I see the problems that might be inherent in this, believe me.
All these people claim to be liberty lovers, but, here we are, and, just not getting supported. It's just not right.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Thanks, Joseph, for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
Was for you, by the way.
What do you mean by that?
There was a little lesson in that.
What are you suggesting, Mark?
That he's trying to tell you that perhaps, that supporting all of the most fringe aspects of the ideas of liberty might have...
Are you saying it's fringe for people to go topless?
He was talking about topless, Sharia, open carry.
Is it fringe to support religious freedom?
What's that?
Is it fringe to support religious freedom? Is it fringe to defend yourself from people who are violent?
Just saying. That's all he's
saying. Are you saying there's a problem with open carry activism?
For me, open carry doesn't make a lot of sense. I wouldn't do it.
I've never done it either, but are you saying there's a problem with it?
Are there social consequences?
They do open carry litter pickups, and they're very, very popular. They get a lot of good response from people.
There's going to be consequences for whatever activism one does.
Yeah, that's true.
And, pile it all together.
Is the complaint that activists in Keene have done a variety of different types of activism over the years? Because that's true.
We're very busy here. The activists in Keene wouldn't be supported by the folks in Keene anyway. Generally, it's a pretty statist liberal place.
Well, that you just don't know what you're talking about, because there are all kinds of people who support us in Keene. Here's an email excerpt that I got today. You guys are doing God's work. I'm a lifelong NH native, and I love that you guys are so love free or die happy. Kudos.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, yes,
tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best-tasting non-GMO, gluten-free, long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Back to the Future today, basically. This has been all over social media today. The October 21st, 2015 date is apparently the date in the film that Marty McFly arrives from the past into what was, at that time, the future. In 1989, that was when the movie came out, Back to the Future 2. We'll get a little bit more into what was their predictions. What were their predictions, and which ones came true, and which ones not so much?
I've seen the fashion pictures, and that clearly didn't happen. That guy's like wearing an iron on his head or something.
We can get into that, but you can also join us here as well. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features on the website. They're totally free, and the site itself has been redone. It's been given a facelift. It is version 3.0, freetalklive.com. Go and check it out. If you haven't been in a while, you get to create the content. That's still there on the front page. There's also now the Free Talk Live blog, where Mark is the new blogger there. You can click on FTL News. Mark, have you tried this yet? I heard that you didn't know how to get your own blog. on freetalklive.com.
I'm still waiting for you to figure out when we're starting to... I'm writing these blogs and sort of when we're going to start premiering them.
You know, anytime you want.
Okay.
So go to freetalklive.com.
Do you want to talk about them on the show as we did them? I mean...
I don't know. Sure, if you want to.
Okay.
Go to freetalklive.com.
It shows how Free Talk Live's put together. It's just a mishmash of haphazard.
If you want to talk about one of your blogs, Mark, bring it in as show prep. FTL News is what you click on the front page. It's real big right next to our show topics or suggested show topics by you. And then I think you can comment on pretty much everything there as well. So go to freetalklive.com and check out the brand new website. Of course, everything there is still free. So if you want to download episodes, you want to listen live, you can do all of that. And it's all free. Freetalklive.com. Mike is listening in Clackamas, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Well, hey. You pretty much blew the topic I was going to talk about. I just got out of the movie theater, and I was watching Back to the Future. And I wanted to call in about that today because I kind of wanted to ask if anyone actually knew what the date was, but apparently everyone knows. But I just
this has been all over social media. Yeah. This whole October 21st thing is huge, at least in my feed.
Yeah. I figured, I'm like, I wanted to really go down to Universal Studios, the back lot, but tickets for that was like $880 for the whole kind of like week event or whatever. But so I did the next best thing, and I looked up in the movie theaters out here, which is down the street from where I live, if they were going to have you playing it, and it was playing at 4:30, and that's the time that Doc and Marty arrive in the future on the stage.
That's all they had was one showing?
I think they did that out of respect for the time that they actually arrived instead of an all-day thing, because if you look at the time circuits on the DeLorean in the second movie, they arrive at 4:29 p.m. in Hill Valley, California. So I think out of respect for just the details, the storyline, they did it, at a 4:30 showing, and that was pretty much it. So I just got out of the movie theater just now, and I tell you, just seeing that, Michael J. Fox 30 years ago and Christopher Lloyd and all those people 30 years ago, I mean, it was awesome. It was incredible on the big screen.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I knew they were going to do this. It's limited theaters that have offered Back to the Future 2 today in theatrical presentation for the first time in 25 years or 26 years, which is cool. I mean, that's really neat. I love
it when
they bring back the oldies like that. But unfortunately, there's not one within 40 miles of this studio, so we can't enjoy the same thing. Although I heard there might be an illegal showing in Keene anyway, so that's somebody's place. But all that said, what was it like? Was it packed?
I wouldn't say it was packed. I think there were probably, I would say maybe about 100 people here. Which, I mean, it's a good sized theater here, but I mean, it wasn't like, Straight Outta Compton. That was packed, but,
okay.
I mean, there were probably about 100 people here or so. And, everyone was into it when he was doing, Johnny B. Goode on stage and all that. And when the credits were rolling, everyone cheered and clapped. So, I mean, just the fact alone, that date has finally reached us. I mean, I think that's what really made the impact and being able to see it. If they had showed the second one, it would have been more accurate because when...
Wait, they didn't show the second one?
No, they showed the first one.
No, it was just the first one.
Oh.
I was kind of confused on that, too, because the second one, they actually arrive at this date and time, not the first one.
Yeah, but the first one was... just supposedly a bigger, better movie. I don't know. I haven't seen both of them. I just saw the first one myself. I wonder how many people that you have to put in a movie theater at 4:30. Like the movie theater business, I don't know that much about it. But you got to get butts in seats, and obviously a certain amount of butts per day or at least per week in order to, do your business. So I wonder, is 100 people worth it or not worth it? Was it a waste of their time? I don't know.
No, because I've gone to movies, when I was living in New Hampshire, I've gone to movies where there's been one person in the theater besides myself, and that was it. They don't really make money on the tickets. They make money on the food, which is why it's against their policy to bring an outdoor food drink, because...
I've called movie theaters and asked if I could bring in food because I'm, generally not going to eat the stuff that they're serving there. Can I bring in some apples and some carrots and some, nuts and that sort of thing. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you're straight up honest, like I asked to bring a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. There's a bottle of water at Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and they said, yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about that.
Wow. You know, I could have sworn there were I think there are some theaters showing Back to the Future 2 today.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, so maybe, is it like an independent theater that you went to?
No, it's a Century Theater, so I'm at it. I mean,
it's a chain.
10 or 12. Yeah, I think it's a chain.
Huh. All right. Well, Mike, thanks for sharing that. Anything else about your experience you want to get out tonight?
No, I just wanted to make sure I called into the show. I knew I couldn't do it, you know, at the beginning of the show because I had to race down here because of traffic, but I want to make sure I made this official announcement on your show, guys.
Yeah, it's the big movie today. It is Back to the Future Part 2 that has been re-shown in most of the theaters that are showing it Back to the Future today. That's what I'd seen advertised, and so you got lucky and you got to see the first one, I guess. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you.
Another thing that I'm wondering about movies is, now that we're talking about movies and I'm sort of letting my mind wander about them, I recently saw the Fantastic Four movie with my son, and it was, you know, I didn't think it was that great. Once I thought it was fine until Dr. Doom showed up, and at that point I'm like, ugh, this just isn't doing it for me. He thought it was awesome. He's 7, you know, whatever, that this is one of his first experiences with Fantastic Four, and that's fine. Really irrelevant. But this was a pretty good kids movie, ultimately, is what I felt like it was until Dr. Doom showed up. And they ruined it by throwing in a couple of, and I'm not sure that they were S-bombs, or a couple of wordy dirds. And I was like, you know, what was the point of that? And there's been a few movies.
It was PG-13, you said, right?
It was PG-13.
You kind of have to expect that in a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, I understand that. That's not what I'm claiming. Okay. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying, oh, they ripped me off. What I'm saying is,
why did they do it?
It's gratuitous.
Uh-huh.
And by that, I mean, it's like, you know, there's some times when dropping the S-bomb or the F-bomb makes perfectly good sense. That's fine. That's okay to use that word. Okay. And then I thought in Avengers, when Captain America warns Iron Man, language, you know, like that was a good thing. And they, you know, ultimately it was fine. They worked it in and it was good. But there's sometimes when they'll just toss in an S or an F. And it's like, you know, you could have said something else here. And it wasn't, or not said nothing at all. Like ultimately, like whatever they said, it was just gratuitous. And I'm not trying to sound like a grumpy old parent here.
Sound that way. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I'm taking a 7-year-old to a movie, and I've seen this on, like, you know, there's YouTube channels where it just seems like they ruin perfectly good videos with F-bombs and F-bombs that have no value at all.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you can answer Mark's question, is your question why they do that?
Yeah, why they, you know, what's so valuable about this PG-13 thing that they had to have it? That's pretty obviously why they did it.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right now, you can call and join us here on the radio waves. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Of course, today is Back to the Future Day, at least Back to the Future Part 2. Where Marty McFly goes into the future. Of course, it was a direct continuation from Back to the Future Part 1. And it's been a long time since I've seen Back to the Future Part 2. I've certainly seen the first one a number of times. I don't really remember much about the third one. I think that it was in the West in the past. That's really all I remember from that one. Back to the Future Part 2 is, I think, also a fan favorite. There's a lot of really kind of memorable scenes in that movie, and it sort of did the reverse of the first movie, going into the future rather than the past. Great movie, and a lot of people
they foreshadowed that at the end of the first movie, is that the Doc had gone into the future, right?
Well, and then he comes back and picks him up, so it's not really right. Foreshadowing, I guess. But foreshadowing is where something subtle happens earlier in the movie, okay. and kind of reveals itself later on. But
they alluded to it?
Yeah, allusion is sort of similar to foreshadowing. Okay,
whatever.
But great movie, and a lot of people had the opportunity to see it today in the theater. Apparently 100-plus people were in a movie theater in Oregon watching the original one. So it sounds like people were having really a lot of fun with this. And one of the things you can look at online over at Vox.com, we'll link to it on our Facebook and Twitter, is a list of the predictions from Back to the Future Part 2. Of what the future would be like. What 2015, where we are now, would be like. And, of course, the movie has Marty McFly coming to the future on October 21st, which is today when we're doing this show. Vox.com has a little graph that they've set up with, like, two axes. So one axis, the x-axis, right to left, is wrong to right. And then the y-axis, the top to bottom, is understandable as far as the predictions that they made, and then outlandish. So in the wrong and understandable section, fax machines rule, where people are getting a lot of faxes in the future. Not so much. The Cubs winning the World Series. I guess that hasn't happened yet, huh?
Not yet.
Jaws 19. Nah, didn't make it that far. But we did have Sharknado, and Sharknado 2, 3, and 4, I think, is coming out. So there's still some shark movies out there. In the outlandish and wrong category,
I think that, but with Jaws 19, what they were trying to say is that there's going to be a lot of, what they're right about by saying Jaws 19 is there, you know, a lot of the movies, especially the big movies, they're just rehashes of old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what they're trying to say. Clearly, they weren't trying to say there was going to be 19 Jaws movies.
Well, I think they might have been trying to say that, Mark, because at the time this movie was made, I think there were six or so Jaws movies that had come out.
There were quite a few.
That's quite a few movies. And there have been a number of James Bond films, so it's certainly not unbelievable that a film series could go to 19 movies. In the wrong and outlandish category, so we had understandable and wrong first. Now this is the wrong and outlandish, flying cars. Now, you know what? People are saying there are no flying cars, but there are actually companies out there who are developing and have been developing these things for years. They've existed for probably since before Back to the Future 2 came out.
If we were going to have flying cars, the government would have stopped it. Right? You know,
they have stopped it.
Yeah.
The Mahler Sky Car is one of the examples. You can go and research this. It exists. It's not within your reach. You can't buy one of these things.
I would like to point out, as far as the Cubs folks go, the Cubs haven't won the World Series, but they might do it this year. They're alive in the playoffs, and that's the first time that this has happened in a very, very long time, much to the chagrin of the White Sox fans.
Dehydrated food is another one. In the movie, they have a tiny little pizza from Pizza Hut that they get out of a freezer or something. They pop it in some microwave device, some kind of
a box
hydrating device, and it comes out a full-size pizza. That didn't happen. That was in the outlandish and wrong category. And lawyers banished from society, apparently.
How's that going to happen?
That didn't happen either.
The opposite has happened.
And it's been a while since I've seen the movie, so I don't remember that part of it. But it's funny because the producer of Back to the Future, Bob Gale, or one of the writers, I think he's also a writer, he actually also wrote and I think directed the movie Interstate 60, which also features lawyers becoming essentially screwed over.
Yeah, he hates
fun themes. So here are the things that got right. We'll tell you that here in a moment. Let's go first to Vincent in Moultrie, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Vincent.
Yes, just real brief. You were talking about this, the Kentucky situation with the tell-all book and the...
Yeah, a prostitute has said that she was hired to have sex with and party with some recruits for a college football team there in Louisville.
Okay, you were calling it, I think you called this a victimless crime or something?
Yeah. Prostitution is a victimless crime by definition in that there are no victims, there's no complaining party.
Well, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. What about you?
Well, I certainly do not agree with it. It is.
Where is the victim, sir?
The victim is in the people who are participating in it.
Hold on a second. How can a voluntary consensual act involve a victim? Both parties consented to the act. It's not like she raped these college students.
Okay, it's very simple. This is called sexual immorality, fornicating. It's a sin against God's word. So therefore, they are victims.
Okay.
Simple act.
Well, God's pretty clear that man needs to have free will. And if man can't make a decision to sin, then he can't make a decision to be righteous. So, therefore, you know, the founding fathers were pretty clear on this, that, you know, we need to not institute a state religion, and thus, you know, fornication laws shouldn't be on the books. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay. In New Hampshire, there's a law saying you should not fornicate?
Not to my knowledge, no. I don't think he understood your question, Mark.
Okay. Do you want me to restate it?
Well, go ahead. Just try it again.
Okay. So, in order to sin, you must have the ability to sin, right? That's the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You have to have free will. So if you can't have, if you don't have free will, you can't choose to sin. You can't choose to be righteous. So, you know, it's not a government's place to tell a person that they've got to be righteous, especially in the area where there's not a victim. The government's job is to protect you from other people, not to protect you from yourself. That's your job and the business of you and your God. So that's why we're saying it's a victimless crime. You can, for instance, kill yourself by eating too much sugar or something like that. You wouldn't suggest that we should outlaw all sugar consumption, would you?
Right. Agreed.
Okay.
With that.
There you go.
Okay, good. Well, so then you do agree that prostitution, while you may consider it a sin, is not a crime with a victim.
It is a sin, and there's the victim.
Are you saying a person can victimize themselves? I mean, the word victim has a very specific meaning, right? I've got the dictionary pulled up here. It's a person who suffers from a destructive or injurious action or agency, and typically not at their own consent. I mean, you could argue that somebody who is a masochist likes to be victimized. But generally, victims are people who don't consent to things that are done to them. So if I shoot you, Vincent, then you would be a victim, right?
Yes.
Okay, but if you shoot yourself, have you then victimized yourself?
Well, I victimized myself with a bunch of pain and suffering.
Well,
you certainly inflicted that upon yourself.
You're not looking for anti-masturbation laws, are you? Because I mean, I'm pretty sure that most Christians would say that onanism is against the law, is against God's wishes or whatever. And so, if you know, by this definition, if two people can't participate in consensual sexual acts, then one person shouldn't be able to participate in consensual sexual acts, right?
Sounds like you've got a lot to think about.
It's a matter of that free will.
God, indeed it is.
We'll leave it at this, Vincent. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Sounds like you gave him a few things to think about there, Mark, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, free will is what it comes down to.
All right, so more on Back to the Future. What is it that they got right with their predictions? Here's the understandable and right category. Video chat. They got that one. That's here. Video glasses.
I think Jetsons did that, too. All right.
That's here. Cars that use alternative fuel. That's happening. And then here's this section of their chart that is what they got right and outlandish. Hoverboards. They just happened this year in 2015.
The Lexus not hovering, right?
Haven't you seen the video, the Lexus hoverboard?
No, I guess I
should pull that up. Thumbprints as keys. We've got that. People are locking their phones with their thumbprints. And CGI dead celebrities. We got that, too. Tupac.
So.
The Tupac hologram. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Pretty
online.
Mercury.
Online in the meantime. Hoverboard, it's pretty early technology, Mark, but it's happening. Check that out. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.